Hey, hello, hello. It is our Sunday Lovegram time, and I have something I'm going to play for you. It's a little bit different as far as music. I'm just going to play a tiny little snippet. Are you ready? All right, here we go.
Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get a little easier.
I'll be expecting to get a haircut by Friday. Forget it, Dad. That won't change anything. Forget nothing. You'll do as I say as long as you're living in my house.
Things get a little easier once you understand.
Things get a little easier. He knows I'm not eating well, and yet he doesn't take one second out to help his mother. His only concern is for himself.
Come on, Mom, what do you want from
Okay,
me?
I'm gonna pause here. This is a song, I guess, quote unquote song, called Think Things Get a Little Easier. And I should have looked up what year it's from, but I recently tracked this down, remembering it from when I was really, really little. Okay, now you know what? I want to be totally present with you, but I feel like I have to look it up and see what year it was. Hold on, let's just hang out together. Things get a little easier once you understand. Oh, it's so funny. It's showing a picture of the 45, and maybe the band is called Think. I don't really know. Anyhow, listen, this is what I want to say. I'm sorry for that. There are so many upsides to hanging out with you and just sort of talking off the cuff, but there's also that downside of I don't want to waste your time. However, let me just say, the reason that I played that little snippet is because I am here in San Francisco in the United States, and I know that not all of you are in the United States, but I know a lot of you are, and I know that even those of you who aren't here are well aware of what happened this week, you know, at our Capitol. And as you guys know, I'm not one to bring politics into the work I do with all of you. And you know, that's usually a very intentional thing, because I feel as if the work I'm doing is about love and appreciation and relationships and finding ways to love each other, you know, in all sorts of circumstances. And politics is one of the places that can divide people. And I don't want to be a part of that, right? I don't want to be a part of divisiveness. I really want to be a part of bringing people together. But I felt compelled when I was thinking about the Lovegram for you today, I felt compelled to talk about what's going on, because in my mind, and you very well may disagree with me, but in my mind, this is way past politics. This is no longer about we have differences of opinion. And again, you know, I totally understand if you feel differently and, you know, you want to unsubscribe or whatever, that's absolutely fine. In my mind, one of the phrases that I have been holding all this week, since I've been hearing it, is the big lie. And that's been an interesting phrase for me to sit with and to consider what it is that we believe in and what it is we believe and who we believe and how do we allow ourselves to, frankly, I'm just going to say this. How does it happen that we allow ourselves sometimes to become a part of a mob mentality where, you know, I was listening to someone talking about this, forgive me, I don't remember where, but talking about that mob mentality doesn't exist as soon as you start separating people, and especially once people become individuals. You know, that something shifts. So, you know, bear with me a little bit, because I love this time to connect with you. I love this time to sort of find some some places of compassion and some places of love and some places of how we find more, you know, dare I say, even more joy in our lives. And here I am faced with this really, in my mind, really ugly situation. And it seems to me that the place that I've been trying to look for myself does have to do with learning something from that idea of, when am I believing something that is just simply not backed up by any facts, even in my own life? Maybe let's take this down to the level of a relationship, you know, someone in my life, or even down to myself. You know, are there things that I'm just buying into and maybe even getting so stirred up, you know, that it causes damage? So stirred up that it's violent inside of me, or violent between me and someone. And I don't mean, you guys know me, I mean, I'm not the sort of person that, you know, so far, knock wood, has exhibited that kind of physical violence. But there's a sort of emotional violence that we can do to ourselves and to others. And I fear right now, I guess this is what I'm trying to like sort of pull at these different threads of what's going on in our country, is I fear that there's this divisiveness that has gone way beyond, you know, a difference in opinion or a difference even in, you know, strong opinions, but it has become something else. And to me, that something else is really ugly. And, you know, I mean, you guys can probably guess by knowing who I am that it's like, I just was sickened. I was really sickened to see some of the, just some of the slogans and some of the phrases on the t-shirts and things that were just really violent and ugly in their meaning. I'm not even going to repeat them because it's just, I don't want to perpetuate that. But okay, so here we are, right? Here we are. Even if you're not here in the United States with us, certainly you're watching from afar to see what happens when people believe something so fervently without any regard for truth. And that's, I guess, maybe what wants to be said today. Oh, and so here's, I'm not sure how this connects to the song. Hopefully that will all, but that song, back to, you know, things get a little easier. I remember that so strongly from when I was little because it was a really kind of scary song. You know, what happens is, you heard a little bit of a snippet of it, is it's these different scenarios of parents fighting with a teenage son, maybe with a daughter too, I don't know, but you know, and they're basically fighting over things like his hair is long and his, you know, his dad wants him to get his hair cut, or his mom's complaining because he doesn't help out. And they're just on two sides of this divide. And there's no coming together. I almost was like, I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's like, you're probably never going to listen to this song. But maybe you will. But it's not like a movie. It's just a song. But in any case, in the end, the spoiler alert coming, if you want to listen to the song, stop right now, I'm going to listen to the song. But in the end, the parents get there's a knock at the door, and it's a policeman, and their son has died of an overdose. And it's chilling, really. It's chilling in the, what can happen when there's such a strong divisiveness and such an us against them feeling. And of course, we saw it this week here at the Capitol. We see it all the time. It's not, you know, sadly, that is not uncommon. But if you're like me, someone who really wants to perpetuate connection and relationship and love and understanding. And I know you do, because you wouldn't be, you wouldn't put up with listening to me sort of, you know, try and find my way to my thoughts each week, which I so love you for doing. I really, really do. And I love hearing, you know, your thoughts from my thoughts and what gets pieced together for you. You know, for those of us who are seeking connection, and something huge like this is going on, where there's what is being demonstrated is a very definite not wanting to listen, not wanting to understand, not wanting to hear. And I guess I don't know where to go from there. Maybe I'll play a little more of the song. That's usually what I do. Maybe that usually jumpstarts something else. Where are we in our little song? If you can hear, you may not be able to hear because it's kind of a fuzzy recording, but what's happening in that scene, and it was a teenage girl, so there it's like, you know, her wanting to go to a party and her mom saying, you know, no, you can't go, why not, I don't want you to go, why not, I don't like those people, you know, I don't want you hanging around those kind of people. What kind of people? That kind of, again, we've got these just seeing things from two sides. And I guess I don't want to get off on a tangent. I could see myself just going on a tangent. But it, what it brings up for me is, I guess maybe all that my love gram for today is giving us all permission. Maybe this is it. Giving us permission to want to live in a world that is peaceful. Giving ourselves permission to want, you know, the best for everyone, you know, giving ourselves permission to be confused and conflicted and troubled by everything going on, giving ourselves permission to feel devastated or angry or scared or jumbled or whatever it is we're feeling. Perhaps that's what the offering today is simply that kind of permission to be exactly where we are, you know. And again, you know, this may not be touching you at all, but maybe there's something in your own life where there's a divisiveness or a disagreement or an anger or two sides of the fence going on, and allowing yourself to hold it in a way that allows you to bring compassion first and foremost to yourself. Because I think that is absolutely necessary before we can find it for the quote-unquote other. I realize as I'm heading into 14 minutes already that, you know, for me, this is the other thing that has become clear in talking to you, and thank you so much, which is something I say often, and I'm glad to be reminded of it, which is that giving ourselves space to sort of just unravel things is really important. And not forcing ourselves to know things or to have insights or epiphanies, but simply to allow ourselves space for introspection and for questioning and for exploration. And that's what you guys are gifting me with. That's what you are every week. And I'm hoping that somehow by joining along with me, that you're also doing that for yourself, you know, as you're following my unraveling. And I don't mean that like, I mean, I'm not mentally unraveling, but my thoughts unraveling, that you're more and more and more giving yourself permission to do the same, to just kind of ask the questions. What's going on for me? How am I feeling? Am I allowing myself my feelings? Am I talking to other people that I love and trust? Am I, you know, finding ways to open my heart, even when there's just so much so much pain and loss and devastation. I mean, I've actually talked for more than 14 minutes, almost 15 minutes, without even acknowledging that the pandemic is the reason that I started doing these voice notes, and it's raging right now. The loss is just, it's really not even fathomable. It's unimaginable. So listen, I love you. I guess that's my big wish for you today. Give yourself space, whether it's taking a long walk in the woods or somewhere pretty, whether it's, you know, calling a friend and having just a long conversation that you guys just allow yourselves to say what's on your mind without censoring, and, you know, having the permission to be you exactly as you are, to feel what you feel, and to also treat yourself really, really kindly, really kindly. So let me skip ahead to the end here.
Mr. Cook?
Yes?
You have a son named Robert? Robert Cook, age 17.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cook. You better come down to the station house. Your son is dead.
Dead?
I don't know if you can hear. I'm going to fast forward again to just a... So, I didn't really mean to leave us on such a sad note. I'm sorry. I know, you know, I want these voice notes to be a safe space, and I'm questioning that. But I'm also, as you guys know, I also trust my intuitions around things. And I also think that there's something about bringing in, you know, that oftentimes we don't even know it when things are life and death. And to remember to have a bigger perspective, maybe, you know, I'm just seeing that, like, that's the other place in all of this, to have this really much, much bigger perspective of, goodness gracious, we are all these human beings on this planet spinning in the universe, and we love people and we get hurt deeply and we have so much loss and sickness and disappointment and pain and wonder and joy and delight and fear and, you know, like, allow ourselves to get some perspective that this is our time, no matter what time it is, no matter where you are, to really search for love, search for it for ourselves, for the people we love, for strangers, for people that we feel are our, you know, the other. Search for love, because it's, you know, our time here is so short and it goes by so fast. And we deserve to keep our hearts open and to be, you know, to really, you know, as cliche as it sounds, like, to be the change we want to see, to be the people we want to see, to be the love we want to see in the world. And we will be the first recipients of that. This, me talking to you today, connecting with you this morning, like, reaching out, is, for me, love in action for myself. It's spaciousness, it's compassion, it's love, it's allowing the questions. I really appreciate you. And I thank you for sticking with me today. You know, I almost skipped the voice lovegram today because I was feeling so just tangled up in things. But it's been good, really, to just unravel a little. Okay. Love you so much. Bye-bye.